Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 263 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by actors Kamal Angelo Bolden and Alex Hernandez, professional wrestler and fight choreographer Al Snow, playwright Christopher Diaz, and we are going to chat about the elaborate entrance of Chad Didi, which is now being performed at Actors Theater of Louisville. And we'll get into that conversation right after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Actors Theater of Louisville, we've got several actors, we've got the fight choreographer, and we've got the playwright of the elaborate entrance of Chad Didi joining us on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. So again, officially, welcome and thanks, guys, for joining me today. I'll play conductor here. So I'll start kind of with the actors as we approach the script. Because, Alex, I understand you sort of were added into the process. How did you come about playing your role?
Yeah, sure. Basically, I got a phone call a few days before the opening of the show asking for my services to replace someone who needed to leave the show. And so I hopped on a plane at 7 a.m. on New Year's Eve and came down to Louisville. And then we opened the show on January 5th? So, it was kind of a whirlwind experience of trying to learn all of Chris's fantastic words in 4 days on top of getting power slammed by a very lovely gentleman over and over again. And it's kind of hard to memorize lines when you have a really bad headache.
It was an experience,
a lot of Advil and a lot of love.
Okay, so now to follow up on that, to just give a little background, you were an apprentice a year ago, last year?
Yes. I spent last year working in the acting apprentice program, so doing a lot of stuff backstage. I actually met Chris Diaz at the Humana Festival last year, and we had a lovely conversation. And I remember kind of telling him how much I loved this play and how cool it was. And so it was kind of a dream come true when I got this phone call out of nowhere on a Saturday afternoon telling me that I had to come down to Louisville to do that play.
Now, okay, so where are you currently based? Are you in New York?
Brooklyn, yeah.
Brooklyn? Okay. So, wow, what a whirlwind, right? So you come in, 4 days, you've got to learn a dialogue, and you've got to learn fight choreography.
Yeah. It was fun, though. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's a way better story than being like, oh, yeah, I went to an audition, and then I booked it, and
right.
I did it. You know?
So cool. So how other than the sheer rush of, oh, my God, I have to get this right in 4 days, how has it been working with this play? And I'm going to go around to everybody, but I'll start with you.
Sure. It's phenomenal, man. Chris has written one of the best scripts I've read in the last 5-10 years. I mean, I'm not very old, so like in most of my adult life, he's written one of the best scripts I've ever read. And so it was just an honor and a pleasure to be able to work with such awesome words and with such an awesome group of cats that were so willing to help me and bring me in and take care of me during, especially considering this whirlwind process. And everyone was just so supportive, and the script is beautiful, and it's just, it's so easy to work with and play with and have fun because it's kind of engineered for that. And I'm sure Kamal could speak more to that point.
Yeah, Kamal. So let's hop in there and see, were you involved in any other production so far, or are you new to this, to Louisville?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, I had the great opportunity to work with Chris on this play at the world premiere at Victory Gardens Theater about 2 years ago, where it premiered at, and where we were able to kind of, get as much input from Chris as possible, rewrite things, rework things, put things in, and I was able to see this baby take off. And now it's been even a greater experience and more fun doing it the second time around 2 years later because of so many things I've learned about the play since then, and my own life experiences have shaped some of the things I'm doing in the play. So this play is just one of the funnest things to do. You don't even feel like it's anywhere near doing just work because, you know, you come in and you joke around with guys, there's wrestling, there's all that, you know, machismo, bravado, and it's like a locker room atmosphere. So I'm loving it. I'm having the best time of my life.
Cool. So to follow up on that, how have things expanded or grown that you noticed since your first time around? Is there one or two examples that you can?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think the first thing that the Actors Theater of Louisville was able to add to this already phenomenal script is that they have the apprentices like Alex was last year. So you have 22 professional actors or, you know, soon to be professional actors at your disposal to add to the life of this place. So what we're able to do is use them in a variety of different roles. They're involved in so many different things in the play as well as like audience participation. And they're involved in some of the sketches and the hip hop and dancing. And so that's the first thing that, you know, was changed, or I should say enhanced from this production as compared to what I was able to do it at Victory Gardens. And then secondly, some of the production value has changed. Of course, when you go to theaters, you work with different geniuses, different professionals when it comes to lighting and technical design and sound design. And they've done a phenomenal job with some of the stuff that they've added to some of the video productions because, you know, in professional wrestling, it's all about the entrance. And I mean, the elaborate entrance of Chad Deity. So the cool thing about what they were able to do with my entrances is I'm coming out of the floor and, you know, I got money everywhere and I got this cool video that I was able to film at Ohio Valley Wrestling, you know, and, you know, rings are coming out of the ceiling and it's a spectacle beyond a spectacle. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Well, that sounds pretty good. So you get the apprentices to help out and to practice the body slams on, I guess, right? And
No. They do have some rights. You know, they didn't sign that right. We weren't able to get that to happen. I tried.
Well, Al, how did you get kind of roped into this project?
I live locally here in Louisville. I run the developmental program for WWE at the time when they were affiliated with Ohio Valley Wrestling and now with TNA. And, I was contacted, by the Actors Theater, here, and, I was very lucky to get to be a part of it. It's been just a wonderful, amazing experience to, be involved even, what little bit I could be involved with. And I never get tired of watching the play. I've watched these guys rehearse over and over again. And, I watched the play again last night and it was like the first time I've watched it. I could watch it again. I never get tired of it. It's such a great story, such wonderful characters. Alex and Kamal and Rami's and everybody does such an amazing job. Jamie and Olivencia. Christopher, I think you'd just be absolutely thrilled with what KJ and these entire group of people have done here at Actors Theater with this play. I really believe that they've captured the essence and the spirit of the story and the production and everything that goes into it.
Now, Christopher, we've talked earlier in the year about it at a display at a different theater. Now that it's ACT Actors Theater of Louisville, I noticed that one of the things we talked about was that the fact that the audience is going to be all the way around the space. How has that affected the fight choreography? I guess, and Al can speak to this too, how does it affect the fight choreography and such on?
Yeah, there's a couple things I want to say. But in terms of that question, the first time I came down to Actors Theater, I was working on The Apprentice show. The year, I guess it was maybe 2 years before Alex was there. I think 2 years before Alex was there. And I walked into the space, and Sean Daniels, who was then the associate artistic director, and I sort of leaned into each other, and we said, we have to do Chad Beatty in this space. And if you've ever been there, you sort of know why. And if you've been to other regional theaters, you know, the dealing with like the proscenium is one thing. But there's very few spaces that allow you to, you know, surround the audience the way that it is, the way that it feels to be at a wrestling, you know, a real wrestling match. I grew up, originally going to matches at the Westchester, County Center. But then, by the time I got into, by the time we got into the early 2000s, the time that Al was in the WWF at that point, I was seeing stuff in Madison Square Garden or Nassau Coliseum, and you can't really express to somebody who hasn't been there what it feels like, you know, what it feels like to be surrounded by wrestlers. And I know, everybody down here, because of, you know, Al's involvement, everybody got to go down to OVW and to see, you know, really that kind of intimate space. It's a different thing. It's a different thing than just theater. There's a, you know, being in the middle of a sporting event or, you know, sports entertainment or whatever you want to call this. But being in the center of something, being able to look at the rest of the audience who's watching. I know for the actors, the need to play to all four spaces at once. And, you know, with the fight choreography, to be able to sort of cover what you're doing. And a lot of the other productions, one of the big moves is the super kick, and basically guys getting kicked in the face repeatedly. And in all the other productions, we sort of just, you know, you could fake it and you could just get, you know, within, if you got up within some a foot of somebody's face, the audience thought it looked amazing. But I would imagine down here it's a little bit different when you got everybody up.
Okay.
Or that.
Cool. Now, Al, how's it been working with these guys?
They've been terrific. I mean, they have, you know, being part of wrestling, I mean, the misnomer is that it's all fake, and the only thing that's fake is just the outcome. Physically, it all hurts to some degree or another. And I'm sure, you know, for Kamal, you know, and especially for Alex, who had to go through a crash course, literally, you know, they never shirked it. They never backed down. They never complained. And they embraced it and you know, have just done a fantastic job. I couldn't be prouder of them.
That's great. I'm sorry, Christopher, did I cut you off? Did you have another point you want to add in there?
No. I want to say this is the first production that I haven't been sort of directly involved in. I've been talking to KJ a bunch, and I've been KJ Sanchez, the director, and we've been sort of involved in the planning and stuff. And we were trying to figure out how much I was going to come down to be involved in the rehearsal process. And once we got our team put together, I mean, this is going to sound you know, like I'm saying this because everybody's on the phone, but once we got the team together, particularly once Alan and folks came in and Jamming came involved, and like, well, geez, something we had just like this wrestling team involved, first of all, we knew that was going to be authentic and the storytelling was going to be strong there. And when we put together our cast, the first time we knew we had a strong cast. And then when we brought in Alex to do, you know, really the impossible, it's something like 13,000 words. I mean, it's an insane amount that he has to say and do and tell a story and be shifting focus. But everybody at Actors, you know, spoke so highly of Alex. I saw him do, a piece in the Humana Festival a couple of years ago. He did Marco Ramirez piece, and it was just beautiful, stunning. So once we put this team together, I've known Kamal since almost the very beginning of this piece, and Kamal is to steal from the play, a freak of physical and charismatic nature. So he fits the role, you know, he fits the role perfectly. And to know, like, that these guys were there and they were going to be, you know, most importantly, that they were going to be safe with each other. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Because it really is a dangerous piece. Like Al says, you know, everybody's hurt, you know, from the first couple of days of rehearsal. But, if you get sloppy at all, it's potentially dangerous. So, but it was really clear, to me and from everything that Katie was saying from an early time was that, you know, we had the right team in place. We were able to really, to be strong enough that I could, you know, feel pretty comfortable that it was going to come off without a hitch. And then the only hitch there were several hitches that came up. But the most recent hitch is I was supposed to come down to see the show last night. And I got stuck in Chicago in the snow, so I haven't even seen the production. I'm hoping I'm going to get to you at some point, but I know it's in good hands.
Well, good, yeah. So, sorry you got stuck in Chicago. Well, just a little side note here. I'm down in Nashville, okay, and it flurried, and they shut everything down.
Yeah, I think that's what
there's,
I got.
There's nothing out. I mean, it's just the roads are clear, but anyway, my son's out of school today.
I used to live in Nashville, so I know what you're talking about.
It's like, what?
They cleared the shelves in the supermarket, believe me.
Yeah. Bread and water is gone. Yeah. Get your eggs quickly. So, Alex and Kamal, other than Al, who's sitting in the room with you, who are your favorite wrestlers?
Oh, whoa. You mean like ever?
Ever.
Well, I grew up, the Ultimate Warrior was the ultimate wrestler for me for a long time. And then, you know, as I got a little older and, you know, things have changed, I'm pretty fond of Stone Cold, Steve Austin, The Rock, Mick Foley. Those are some of my favorites right there. And, of course, you know, Al Snow is now my hero after doing this play. So,
My favorite as a kid was The Rock, along with Kamal, because The Rock for me, I was like a chubby, awkward kid, and The Rock for me symbolized, how do I put it, like masculine confidence, if that makes sense. And so it was cool to see this cat who could get up on a stage and just beat a dude, and like people were in awe of how masculine he was, and so I really liked that. But now my favorite wrestler is Jamin Olivencia, because that kid is freaking hilarious. he's fantastic.
So I guess Al, one question for you is, how is the fictional world, how does of wrestling that Christopher has created, how close or apropos to the actual world of wrestling is it?
Eerily. I don't know if Christopher somehow became invisible and sat in on meetings, or I don't know how he did it. I honestly don't, but I literally, as I hear Alex's monologues, I can hear my own voice. When I hear EKO, I can hear numerous promoters having the same conversations with me and with other people. I could swear that Christopher must have been a professional wrestler at some point in time. Otherwise, I don't know how he was able to write such a story and get it so exact. I mean, so perfectly to the point exact.
Well, cool. Well, thanks guys for your time. When does this run through? Does anybody? That's the million-dollar question. Does anybody know that?
February 4th? Yes.
Okay.
And I would encourage anybody out there, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, I would encourage you to come and watch the show. One, because you're going to be entertained by the actors, and two, you're going to get emotionally involved in the story, and three, you're going to be blown away by the production.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for taking time out of your day to chat with us on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, and Christopher, thanks again for chatting with me about this wonderful play.
Yeah, thank you guys for ideas for being such a good supporter of the show, and I'll just take this chance just to say I'm so bummed, guys, that I'm not down there to see it. But thank you guys for taking such good care of it in my absence. And Al, this is actually the first time that Al and I have gotten to speak, which is a little crazy considering I've been a fan for 10, 12 years now. So it's just really, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for the things that you're saying about the show. I'm so glad we're doing the business that you love.
No, thank you. I couldn't be thrilled more to be a part of this. And hopefully you'll get to make it down, and I'll get to meet you, and we'll get to watch the show together, because I really want to watch you watch the show.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I take care.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
So that's it. I'd like to thank Kamal Angelo Bolden, Alex Hernandez, Al Snow, and Christopher Diaz for stopping by today and chatting about Christopher's play, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deedy, which runs at Actors Theatre of Louisville through February 4th. You can buy tickets online or by calling Actors Theatre of Louisville's box office, 502-584-1205. And this information will be on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. And I'd be remiss without giving a shout-out to Kirsty Goggle, who helped set all this up, so thanks a lot. And what's coming up for the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, we're going to revisit a sad story down at Arkansas Tech, hopefully chat about Blackbird Theater of Nashville's latest production, Pacific Overtures, and have a little update. The Unified Professional Theater auditions are coming up, and yours truly, number 462, will be down there to audition. So if you're at the UPTA Theater auditions, look for number 462. Hey, a little self-promotion can't hurt, right? So there's a lot of things going on here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show, and until next time, hey, I'll see ya. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.